Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Visit Mount Mitchell, the podcast. This is Dr. John Stanley. So good to be with us. This great show lined up. My co-host Robert is with us. How you doing, Robert?
I'm doing good. We missed that hurricane, so we're safe and dry up here in the mountains. So that's a good thing.
I can say that we partially missed it down here in Myrtle Beach. Had some damage in Cherry Grove, but it was okay. We're fine. So glad to have you with us. Now this morning we've got a wonderful, wonderful couple of guests. There's a brand new restaurant that's opening in Spruce Pine, and it's called Gustoso. And with us today we have got Gene Sabo and Mark Riley. Good morning, Gene. How are you doing?
Good morning. How are you? Pardon the echo. We're in the restaurant.
It's so good to have you here with us. And Mark Riley, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you this morning?
Great. We're doing okay. Now, Gene, I think you are the person in charge of this business, correct?
Mark is the owner. I'm the general manager.
You're the general manager and Mark is the owner. Okay, great. Now, one of you tell us a little bit about Gustoso and what's it all about? We know it's a new restaurant and it features continental cuisine. So could you tell us a little, could one of you tell us about continental cuisine and what it is and what we might expect?
The definition of continental cuisine means that it is a restaurant style that draws from the land-based countries of Europe, and we are focusing initially on French, German, and Italian.
Well, that sounds great. Now, is that be the only set of cuisine you will have?
We are going to do monthly specials that will introduce a new cuisine through our specials. And so that it would take each of the menu categories and have one to two features per given menu category, so appetizers, entrees, desserts, and so on. And we would focus on a new country so that you would theoretically get a tour of Europe through the specials in the course of the year. And then if there's any really great sellers, the customers are specifically demanding or courting a specific item, then we will add it to the menu.
Well, that sounds wonderful. Now, who is going to be the chef in charge creating these wonderful menu items?
I will be the executive chef as well.
Well, that's great, Mark. I take it you've got some experience doing things like this. Maybe have you traveled over there and experienced some of these wonderful items?
I haven't traveled to Europe to experience them, but I have worked in various restaurants through my life. Jeannie has done some traveling, so she's gotten a taste of that kind of cuisine firsthand.
Well, that sounds wonderful. Now, the only place, the two places I've been in Europe are Paris and in England. And, of course, being a typical American, I love the greasy fish and chips. Oh, my God, they're great. And the pork and beans, breakfast in the morning. I mean, you know, and I still do that here at the house. So, well, wonderful. Now, how did this idea for a restaurant like this, and it sounds wonderful, how did this idea come about?
Well, Jeannie and I are both like our food, and having lived in New York, she had lived there all her life. I lived there for 30 years, Long Island in particular. We got used to being able to have a choice of various cuisines and venues to go to on a regular basis. We got down here, and we found a lack of that in the immediate area. I mean, you can travel to Johnson City, you can go down to Asheville if you want to do that, but right around in the three counties here, there really wasn't a lot of choice. We just kind of thought there should be a choice, and we decided that we would make it so.
Well, you know, it's interesting that you're developing, I would call, a high-end restaurant in a very small, populated area. But those have been extremely successful, and I mean extremely successful. There's a town in South Carolina called Rembert. I'm sure, has anyone ever heard of Rembert? Probably.
No.
You have, Jean?
No, I said not yet.
Okay, well, Rembert has the finest steakhouse in all of South Carolina. It is renowned all over the state. People have events there and everything, and Rembert doesn't even have a yellow traffic signal. And the place is packed every night that it's open. So it's certainly, I think, Americans are willing to travel to small towns to get great food. I don't think there's a problem with that, and I certainly hope that you are very successful in this. My personal reasons, I like to eat. Robert, do you like to eat?
Oh, I do. I've tried their food, and it is absolutely amazing. There should be a line out the door or down the stairs.
Okay, well, I can't wait. I really can't. I'm going to be up there very soon, either next week or the week after. And I can to meet. And when is the projected opening for Gustosa?
We're hoping right now for early September, we think, because we're still actively working on space. So we were hoping for mid-August, but I don't think that is well, I would love to see that happen. I don't see it as practical. May I interject, though, on one point to just digress a little bit? You were talking about us being high-end, and I don't be exclusively viewed as high-end. We want to be a destination for the diners that seek out high-end and quality cuisine, but we also want to be someplace that people in our local counties can stop in if they just want an affordable pasta dinner, so that we have everything from affordable pasta dishes up through the high-end, more expensive dishes, so that we want to be the practical dinner out in a nice atmosphere, the date night, or someplace that you can have a special event.
Well, that's wonderful. Now, speaking of special events, do you have an area where a group can gather and have an event there at your location?
We do have a small event room. I would say small to mid-size. We can seat probably in the neighborhood of 70 to 80 people. I would say our event room would be probably 20 to 25 as a max. So whether it would be a business dinner or luncheon or a shower or a birthday party, a holiday event, and then also when it's not being used in that manner, hopefully we'll be fortunate enough to be busy enough to use that as dining room overflow.
Well, that sounds great. I mean, every town needs a good place that they can seat 25 to 30 people to have a wonderful dinner. And you got Christmas coming and all kinds of holidays that people can enjoy and bring their coworkers with them and bring their friends with them. That's just great. Now, you also, when you're talking about continental cuisine, I know that one thing that goes well with continental cuisine, and it's almost a requirement, is good wine. Can you tell us a little bit about the wine program that you will have there?
We are looking to do a blend of regionally accurate wines for our food, as well as supporting the local wine and beer community, so that we will have a mix of both local and European.
Wow, that sounds just great. And if a customer comes in, say a couple, and they sit down and they order something Italian, then your servers will certainly explain to them several of their options for wine to go with that meal to complement it.
Correct. I mean, we both have extensive corporate backgrounds, so we're going to be very focused on training and making sure that our staff is comfortable and knowledgeable on both explaining what our menu items are as well as accompanying beverages.
That sounds great. Now, let me ask you this. Are you going to be offering some periodic wine tastings so that you can help educate your clientele?
We have thought about as an event type thing, offering potentially either beer or wine dinners. We have to speak to the sales reps and vendors for those things. But I would love to do a 4 or 5 course tapas dinner that each course had then an appropriately paired beverage for the night. So whether it was a wine dinner or a beer dinner, each course would have the proper accompaniment.
Well, that sounds just great. So what are some of your favorite dishes? Now, this is to both Mark and to Jean. What are some of your favorite dishes that you'll be presenting when the restaurant opens? Because I think you said it was going to be French, German, and Italian to get started. Do you mind sharing some of your favorite dishes that you like to whip up in the kitchen?
Robert may have an opinion on that.
I've seen this list could go on. We could be on here for an hour, I think, if some of the dishes they've posted for Facebook fans. Some of them look absolutely delicious, and I can't wait to go in each week and try something different. Their selection is amazing, but I can't wait to hear what the chef's choice of the day is.
Well, I'm a big meat and potatoes fan, so there's two items on the menu that I am really gaga over. The Sauerbraten, which is an authentic 100-year-old recipe from Jean's great-grandmother. If you don't know what Sauerbraten is, some people do, some don't. It's a German pot roast, but it starts out 4 days before you cook it because it has to be pickled with spices for 4 days.
Apple cider vinegar,
onions, various other peppercorns, things like that. And it's all braised in as a pot roast, and then that very same pickling juice is used to make the gravy. It's sweetened up. There's some things added to it that I can't tell you about because it's a secret. But it is probably one of the better meat dishes that I have. If you like appetizers, seafood always makes a good appetizer. We're going to offer Coquille Saint-Jacques. That's sautéed scallops served up in a butter and white wine sauce, covered with breadcrumbs and cheese, and that is a beautiful appetizer.
Michelle,
I don't care about beautiful. It sounds great.
The Sauerbraten is delicious. That's what we were able to sample, and I was trying to see if I could get a doggy bag for stuff to go home, but nothing was left over. Everybody finished it, so it was to die for. It was good.
Well, that's wonderful. Well, I'll tell you what. Let me ask you this. Once you're open, can we bring Amara in and maybe do a Facebook Live and let everyone enjoy what we're enjoying? And would that be possible?
Absolutely. We're all about promotion and marketing.
Well, that sounds good. So tell us, now how do we find you? Was there a website? Apparently there's a Facebook page. And tell us how we find you.
We have a domain. We haven't yet created a website, but that will be up and coming, I think, over the next month or two. Mm-hmm. And then we do have both Facebook and Instagram at the moment. So if you just search the name Gustoso Ristorante, you'll be able to find us on Facebook, and then just Gustoso on Instagram, and you should be able to come across it.
Right. That's. I'm sorry. What did you say, please?
I said I think if you combine the search Gustoso with Spruce Pine, you should definitely be able to find us on Instagram.
That sounds wonderful.
So people have them spell the name so that it's a little tricky, but. But I think once they get the spelling out, people will be like, oh, okay, I could find that.
It's spelled pretty much just like it sounds. Gustoso. Gustoso.
Like gusto.
Wonderful. Now, where are you located in Spruce Pine?
You can come in right on Lower Street, which the correct name of it is Locust. But we're right across from the old train depot. The front is actually a single door. You kind of got to know where we're at. But and then you just come up two flights of stairs to the second floor, and you're there.
We do have a service entrance in the back that has a lift. So if you have any mobility challenges, there is limited parking in the back, so we have to reserve that for those who really need it. But there is half the amount of stairs and a small elevator for those who need it in the back.
Well, that sounds great. Now, Gene, you and I were talking a little bit, you know, in the green room before this, and you said that there every month you were going to be adding some things. Can you tell us about that?
Sure. Being foodies and kind of missing the cuisine options, we didn't want to limit ourselves to just French, German, and Italian, although anybody who loves Italian food really loves Italian food. And I just wanted to mention also that we have wonderful marinara, and we're going to have three different types of sauce, all made from scratch. We are all ingredient-based. We do not order food. We order ingredients, and everything is made from scratch. Each month, we are going to offer a spotlighted country, and we will offer one or two items in each menu category from the spotlighted country. So, for instance, you may be able to come in and get some food from Spain one month and try some paella or some other specialties from Spain, or maybe Portugal, or maybe Hungary and have some goulash. And so that if we have any items that the local community shows us that they were really in love with, then we will add them to the menu. But in the course of a year, you will be able to get a tour around Europe through our kind of best hits each month.
Wonderful. Now, I know you're all continental, but if you would ever have fish and chips, I would be thrilled.
Well, I am half Irish, so March will definitely have an Irish spotlight thematically. There's some
great
things that you just have to adhere to. October will be an expansion of German food for Oktoberfest. and then other months, we will definitely spotlight some interesting things with a theme.
Wonderful. Well, that sounds great. Well, Robert, what questions do you have for our guests this morning?
If you brought a date in, is there do you have a bar area that you could sit in and get to know your date? Is there something you could do like that?
We do have quite a large, beautiful bar that was put in by previous occupants of the space. And then also, it's an older building, so it's built approximately 1910, so it has that wonderful post-industrial look. And then there is a large oak bar, so you could come in for cocktails and appetizers, or you could seat in the main dining room and have a dinner for two very easily.
And
is there going to be a bar menu, or will it be the full restaurant menu at the bar?
Good question. I hadn't considered that yet. I'm pretty sure it would be more the whole menu available if you want to sit at the bar. But I'm thinking with the level of service we'll have, the bar still would probably be more a stopping place for a drink before dinner, before you get escorted to your table.
Okay. Now I have a question for, this is sort of for the guys that'll never get to see this, but you have something special in the ladies' room, and can you tell the listeners about that beautiful thing that we'll never get to see, hopefully?
I did highlight that in a video I took when we first got occupancy of the space. So there is the building was renovated in about 2007 after there was a couple of big fires in the community, and there are original ceiling tiles from the architecture that was put in 1910. on the doors, and there are some under the windows around the building as well. But I, the age and the character of the building, unfortunately, come through best in the ladies' bathroom.
It is beautiful. I saw the video, so it's gorgeous.
So, but we are very much in love with the space. I have been collecting wall hangings and painting. We have some installations that we have to do, but we're really hoping to be open in early September. Labor Day would be wonderful, but we'll see what happens.
Are you still any thoughts of doing a little anything special before the full opening? You had some ideas originally, but were you still thinking of those?
We are big fans of soft openings. We are both kind of perfectionists in different ways and both very service-oriented, so that we think the best way to do a final training mode with new staff and also to fully introduce ourselves to the community would be to do two soft openings. And then I don't think we're going to go to a grand opening until seating restrictions are lifted by the local state government. Not for a political statement, but I just think that if we're going to do a grand opening, we want it to be grand and we want to be able to fill the house.
I like that phrase, I want it to be grand if we're going to do a grand opening. You're exactly right.
Yes. So we will hold off. So I don't know whether or not that will be October, whether or not it'll be the holidays. It may be next summer. I mean, I don't know that we have any way of predicting that, but our grand opening will be when seating restrictions are lifted.
Okay. Now here's, I think, an important question for a lot of people. Will you do catering? Will you do off-site parties?
I think in business, we are definitely at a never-say-never point. If we had the right opportunity, I think we would consider it. It was not in the forefront of the business model that we discussed, but I think that we are both flexible-minded in wanting to grow this business.
Okay, that's good. Well, I'll tell you what, it sounds like we're going to have a wonderful place to go have dinner. Now, what are your hours of operation throughout the day so that we know that? I mean, can we go there at 6 a.m. and get breakfast, or do we wait until what we would call dinner time and come by at 7 p.m. and have a wonderful leisurely dinner?
I'm a cranky Yankee. I don't think you want to know me at 6 a.m.
Yeah. But, no, originally we were thinking it would just be dinner service, from about 4 o'clock on, Wednesday through Sunday. Mondays and Tuesdays, we still need to have some time to ourselves. But with Sundays, we'll carry the possibility of being open earlier in the day to have brunches. On Saturdays and Sundays, there's a good possibility that we have discussed that at length.
Oh, I love brunch. How about you, Robert? You and Tabitha like
brunch? I
love brunch
too. Yeah, I think we could fit it into our Sundays.
Yeah, and we're not.
I love it.
We're not talking eggs over easy and toast. I mean, we're talking frittatas and breakfast berry mixes. Things like that. Yep.
And maybe a mimosa or two?
That and a Bloody Mary, yeah. I'm sure that could be arranged.
Well, good.
Now we're talking, huh?
Robert, we'll have to arrange that for sure. Well, this sounds great.
I can't wait for the English month, so maybe we could have an English brunch with some beans and sausage and
all that.
I like Irish breakfast.
The English and the Irish breakfast are just—that's an incredible. I don't know how they can eat that much food at a sitting.
Not only that, but don't plan a cardiology visit soon after.
Yeah.
It's easy. Trust me. I've spent time there, and man, they go through those breakfasts. That's how they can get to the bar at 2 o'clock in the afternoon and start and drink till the wee hours. So, gotta stock up on that good hearty breakfast.
Yeah, they got to have some strength.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, folks, it has been wonderful talking to you. We look forward to your opening, which should be late August to sometime in September, correct?
Yes.
Yes.
Good. Well, let us know, and we'll get it posted on Visit Mountain. Everybody can know it's time to come eat at this new, wonderful continental cuisine restaurant in lovely Spruce Pine. Spruce Pine. Lovely, you know. I tell people that I'm going to be going up to Spruce Pine doing some things, and they say, "What's that?" I say, "It's the nicest place you ever saw," and the people are really wonderful. And you got folks like Robert, met him at an event. He's just been great to work with, and you folks are going to be wonderful to meet with and enjoy your cuisine. So thank you very much. In closing, is there anything else you'd like to say, Gene or Mark?
No, we've pretty much said everything, but we are so looking forward to feeding the community and giving them an alternate choice to what's already here.
Well, that's wonderful. Robert, what do you have to plug? Anything good coming up?
No, nothing. I can't follow these folks. This is I'm excited, and they really bring a flair to the community, and I'm looking forward to hopefully using some of their space for events and really get clients excited about Spruce Pine. So it's going to be an amazing multi-purpose space with amazing food. So that's the plug. It's like, I can't wait.
Thank you. We appreciate your support, Rob.
Thank you. And we really want to thank both of you, Gene and Mark, for being our guests this morning on Visit Spruce Pine. I better be careful. Visit Mount Mitchell podcast. So thanks a lot. We look forward to seeing you open. Let us know. Robert, we'll be back again next week with another great guest. For this,
we'll see you
then. Have a wonderful weekend. Have a safe weekend. No hurricanes in Spruce Pine, please. Everybody visit Mount Mitchell. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.